a different game, and a different set of rules for how to conduct yourself at the table. At some point in a casino career, a poker room opportunity tends to present itself. For dealers who have spent their time on the main floor dealing blackjack, roulette, and baccarat, the move into a poker room involves more adjustment than most people expect. The games use the same cards, but almost everything else about the environment, the dynamic, and the role of the dealer is different. If you have limited experience with poker rooms, understanding those differences before you start will save you from learning them the hard way. If you are already experienced in poker dealing, most of what follows will be familiar. This article is intended for those approaching the poker room for the first time or with only limited background. The core difference: referee, not house. In every casino table game, the dealer represents the house. The players are trying to beat you, or, more precisely, the mathematical edge you embody. In a poker room, that relationship disappears. Players are competing against each other. The house is not a participant in any hand. Your role as a dealer is not to win. It is to ensure that the rules are followed by everyone at the table, that the game moves efficiently, and that the proceedings are beyond dispute. The simplest way to understand this is to think of yourself as a referee rather than a player. A football referee does not have a stake in the outcome. They manage the game, enforce the rules, and stay out of the action. That is the poker dealer's function, and keeping it in mind shapes almost everything else about how the job should be done. Poker rooms generate revenue not from winning hands, but from collecting rake, a commission taken from each pot played. The structure varies by room. Some take a fixed percentage up to a capped maximum. Others apply different structures depending on the game type and stakes. The specific terms in any given room should be confirmed on arrival. But the principle is consistent. The house earns its money by facilitating the game, not by competing in it. Know who you are dealing to. This is not a table of casual players trying their luck. The people sitting across from you in a poker room, particularly in a serious cash game or a tournament, know exactly what they are doing. Every action at a poker table is deliberate. The bet sizing, the timing, the physical stillness or animation, all of it is calculated. Experienced players spend more time studying these elements than most dealers have spent at the felt combined. Poker players study betting patterns, body language, and micro-expressions as a core part of their practice. Some of them do it professionally, and the hours they have invested in reading other people at a table would be difficult to overstate. As a dealer, the practical implication is straightforward. Control your reactions. Whatever is happening in a hand, a surprising bet, an unusual play, a dramatic all-in, your face and your body should communicate nothing. Any tell from the dealer, however unintentional, can create a problem that is difficult to resolve cleanly. If emotional neutrality at the table is something you find hard, a practical technique is to focus your attention on the players, hands, and chip movements rather than their faces. It keeps your eyes where they belong during the mechanics of the game and removes the temptation to react to expressions across the table. The cardinal rule: stay out of the game. The most important behavioral rule for a poker dealer is also the one most dramatically illustrated by a single example. In a high-profile Eastern European poker tournament, a final table had been reduced to two players. After the deal, the first player raised. The second player re-raised without looking at their cards. A deliberate play, a form of psychological pressure. The dealer, apparently trying to be helpful, looked at the second player and said, "Aren't you going to see your cards?" That dealer's career at any serious poker room or tournament effectively ended with that sentence. The second player's decision not to look at their cards was intentional. It was a strategic choice made by a player who understood exactly what they were doing. For the dealer to comment on it, regardless of the intention behind the remark, is an interference in the game that no reputable room or tournament will tolerate. At the level of a televised final table, it is an incident that follows a person permanently. The rule that this illustrates is absolute. Commentary on how players bet, what they do with their cards, or any element of their strategy has no place at the dealer's position. Conversation is fine. Light interaction with players, maintaining a pleasant atmosphere, keeping the energy at the table comfortable, all of this is part of the job. But any remark that touches on the game itself, on what a player should or should not do, crosses a line that should not be crossed. Keep those thoughts for the break room. The variance you will encounter. No Limit Texas Hold'em. This is the game you will deal the most. It is the dominant form in both cash games and tournaments worldwide. The mechanics are well documented, and the rules are broadly consistent across most rooms, though house-specific variations should always be confirmed before you start. Limit hold'em. A structured betting variant where the amounts that can be bet or raised are fixed at each stage of the hand. It moves differently from no limit and carries a different strategic character, but for the dealer, the reduced betting complexity makes it a more manageable introduction to structured poker dealing. Pot limit. A different level of responsibility. In pot limit games, the maximum raise at any point is the current total in the pot. This sounds simple until you are managing a multi-way pot across several streets of action. The players at the table know exactly how much is in the pot at all times. They are tracking it continuously as part of their strategic calculation. The dealer is expected to know it as well, and to announce it accurately when asked. This is one of the main ways a poker dealer establishes credibility and trust with a table. Getting it wrong, particularly if the players have to correct you, damages that standing quickly. Most rooms will not assign a new dealer to pot limit games until the brush, the poker room floor supervisor, is satisfied that the dealer is ready. That assessment is based on demonstrated competence at the simpler variants first. The progression is sensible. Let the experience build before taking on the additional cognitive load. Building trust at the table. Poker players respect dealers who know their game. It is one of the more direct meritocracies in casino employment. You either know what is happening at your table or you do not, and experienced players can identify both within a few hands. Mistakes happen. Every dealer makes them, including experienced ones. What matters more than the mistake itself is how it is handled. A dealer who addresses an error calmly and without defensiveness, who calls the floor when necessary rather than trying to resolve ambiguous situations unilaterally, builds the kind of credibility that carries through the rest of a session. A dealer who becomes flustered, argumentative, or evasive under pressure loses the table quickly. Getting close to the players, understanding their perspective, reading the mood of the table, anticipating friction before it develops, these are real skills in poker dealing. The best dealers in busy poker rooms are the ones who manage the social environment of the table as deliberately as they manage the mechanics of the game. A smooth table where players feel respected and well-managed is a table that tips. Poker players do tip, and the size and frequency of those tips reflect the quality of the game you run. An efficient, fair, and personable dealer who keeps the game moving without making players feel rushed and who handles disputes with authority will notice the difference in the tray by the end of a session. The atmosphere is different. The poker room is, for most dealers, a more relaxed working environment than the main casino floor. The intensity is real. Serious players bring serious focus, but the pressure of being the house, of having your performance measured in direct financial terms against the guests, is absent. You are managing a process rather than competing in one. For dealers who find the adversarial dynamic of the main floor draining, the poker room can be a real relief. Know the games, know the rules, stay out of the action, manage the table with consistency and calm. The rest follows from those four things. A poker dealer who understands their role will always have work. The table knows within a few hands whether the person behind it belongs there.